For low-income families, it can be frustrating finding a decent, affordable place to live. The Jacksonville Housing Authority works with the federal government to try to give people roofs over their heads, but thousands more people need homes than the agency can provide. WJCT's Sid Hoskinson introduces us to one family in need of housing in this, the first part of our Chasing the Dream series on poverty and housing.
That's my two-year-old, Miss Mary.
Mary is 28-year-old Ashley Lang's daughter. Lang and her husband have four children under the age of eight. Their fifth is due any day. Sitting in the dark, cool living room of a relative's house on Jacksonville's west side, Lang says the house they're moving into is currently cluttered with boxes and other belongings. The young mother of a growing family and her husband both served in the Army.
We got out of the service in 09. That was when I had my son, you know, soon after getting out. We were okay. Then started to, you know, get a little shaky.
Lang says her husband did tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and was suffering from undiagnosed PTSD when the family struck out on its own. They were hard times.
We weren't literally on the streets. We've always been able to, you know, stay somewhere, but, you know, it's not been our own. So that's been a tough issue.
It's families like Lang's that the Jacksonville Housing Authority was created to help. JHA's public housing program manages 3,000 apartment units, while its Section 8 assisted housing program manages federal vouchers that Authority President and CEO Fred McKinney says let people live where they want.
The voucher program is a choice program where a family get a piece of paper or a voucher in hand, and they go out to the community at large and find and seek a landlord that will rent to him.
JHA opens its voucher program once every 3 years or so. McKinney's was there at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds the last time it opened in February. Several thousand people showed up early in the morning.
And this morning we're not actually issuing vouchers. We're actually enrolling people on the wait list for vouchers.
The people who signed up will wait several months to find out if they're lucky enough to get on the voucher wait list. Those who do will wait another couple of years to actually get one, at which point
we give them 60 days to find housing.
McKinney's says more than 15,000 people are on the wait list for public housing in Jacksonville. He wishes the Housing Authority could do more, but
over the last 8 years or more, we've seen a downward trajectory in our funding from federal HUD.
That's the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which funds vouchers that give tenants reduced rent wherever they're accepted, as well as subsidized rent at project-based housing. For Ashley Lang, the wait was measured in months, not years, because her family qualified for a special veterans program called HUDVASH, which provides housing subsidies and services to homeless veterans. And because her husband is disabled, the family got more than 2 months to find a house and come up with their $1,300 deposit. A federal energy assistance program paid $300 to get the family's electricity turned on. And with a third of their $645 monthly rent covered by the voucher, Lang says the future is looking brighter.
With having another baby on the way and already having four, it just kind of takes some of the stress off of not having to pay a full, you know, amount of rent every month, you know, and being able to save or use that money for something else.
Like buying a car, looking for a job, and going back to college. But first, she's got a house to move into.
3-bedroom, 1-bath. Just a little cozy, something that is ours right now. So that's all we're thankful for. Something that is ours again.
Tenant-based vouchers are the most sought-after type of subsidized housing. The Jacksonville Housing Authority has 7,300 available. Plus, the agency manages federal housing subsidies for nearly 600 veterans. Sid Hoskinson, 89.9 WJCT News.
Funding for Chasing the Dream is provided by the JPB Foundation and the Ford Foundation.